Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
Welcome to the QI Sports League, Season 11, Episode number 14, and number 68 in your heart. I am your host, Andrew Hughes, and I'm joined by two really, really special guests. We have the 2006, 2011, and not the 2012 KSL champion, Mr. Amazing, and the 2002 and the 2036 champion, Mr. Brian Chittet. Let's get right into the results of week number 13 for KSL. Oberg over Doug, Tybo over Andy, Brian over Ochi, Aaron over Snyder, Palmer over Pate, Nanagate over Kevin. Game of the week goes to who, Aaron?
Probably Brian and Ochi.
All right, I will agree with that. Brian?
You know, that was like 3 weeks ago. I have no idea, but I'm just going to say me because I remember it. I was a big win, so yeah.
All right, total game of the week also will go to Tybo over Andy because I lost. Aaron?
I would also agree with that.
All right, Brian agrees with it too. So let's move on to week 14 results. This is, of course, when our playoffs start. So we had Aaron over Snyder, Palmer over Andrew, Nanagay over Tybo, Pate over Kevin. Game of the week goes to Palmer versus myself. What do you think about that, Brian?
I think they were a lot of blowouts in week 14, I do believe. Although, yeah, your game came right down to the end a little bit. Brady, I think if Brady not got benched at the end, I think he had a chance.
Nah.
So, yeah, I agree. I think your game is the game of the week.
Yeah, I'd agree with that, too.
All right, so the total game of the week goes to Doug versus Oberg. What do you think, Aaron?
By default, yes.
By default, that's what happens.
But yeah, Nanagay and Tybo.
Nanagay and Tybo, that is?
The toilet bowl game of the week.
Well, I'm just ticked I lost by 16 points. All I needed was a touchdown, two more touchdowns from Brady.
Well, actually, Andy, I don't know if you realize how close you were. Brady was 5 points away from the modifier, and Brandon Lloyd was a few points away from the modifier, too. Had Brady hooked up with Lloyd for a touchdown
and got the modifier, I would have won.
Had he done that, because that's 12 points for the two touchdowns, he would have got the modifier.
Which is four apiece.
Yeah.
So I would have won. I would have won barely by 2 points.
Oh, it would have been one of the biggest comebacks in KSL history, and then this week you'd be facing me.
Yep, so let's move on to week number 15, and for the third time in KSL history, we have the top four teams all going at it. We have Aaron versus...
Third time.
This is the third time it's happened this way, going in basically week 15. Or, I'm sorry, in the second round of the playoffs. We had, of course, we have Aaron Hughes, number one seed, facing the number four seed, which is David Pate. We have the number two seed, Ty Palmer, facing the number three seed, Dave Nanagay.
So, Andy, I got to ask you this then. Are you counting the 2002 season?
Yes, I am.
That? Okay. Just want to make sure.
Yeah. 2002 and 2010, this also happened where the top four teams made it to the second round of the playoffs.
Okay.
So, what is the game of the week, Brian?
Both of them.
I agree.
Yeah.
All right.
And it is. I mean, it's by default. In fact, I have toilet bowl game. That shouldn't be on there. I guess toilet bowl game, you would, of the consolation ones, which one's the worst?
Brian versus Oberg. That's the toilet bowl game of the week by default.
So I want to ask, Brian, the two games, who is going to win in each game? Like, who do you see winning? I would like to know.
Well, if your team doesn't show up, I think Pate's going to beat you because he's been doing pretty good. His team's been doing pretty good. So your team has to show up.
Sure. But I don't care. I mean, you can pick Pate. It's not going to hurt me. What two teams do you think will meet in the matchup?
Nanagay Pate.
I'm going to go. That's what I'm going to say. I'm going to say the two Daves.
Interesting.
It's going to be the Dave Bowl. And what I think is going to happen, in all seriousness, is I think nothing against Dave Pate. I think Nanagay is going to end up winning. And the thing is, here's what's going to happen. Dave Pate's players are not going to perform for some reason. And I think that Nanagate's players just decide, hey, let's perform since we're on Dave Nanigay's team. And that's why he wins. But if I had to root for anyone, I'm not rooting for Aaron, because then I would have to hear about it forever. I was the first back-to-back champion, and I'm going on my three-peat this year for KSL.
And I'm a three-time champion already.
And I don't want to hear about it. Because it would be like Jared in that damn Subway commercials. You mm-hmm. hear about him all the time. He's over there. Mm-hmm. He's beating a dead horse. Aaron would be beating that fucking horse for the next 20 years until someone does it. Until someone three-peats and then they brag about it. But then Aaron will get cozy with him and be like, dude, you three-peated. I went back-to-back. Huh? Let's gang up on everyone. Mm-hmm. And then I'll just be like, Aaron, just because I won the last 3 years doesn't mean that we're going to gang up on it.
Oh, Andy, you'll never win you haven't won one. How do you expect to win three if you haven't won one? Okay.
I have a strategy.
Okay. Your strategy is to keep losing?
Yeah, to get better draft picks. Not.
It's working well for you, isn't it?
Suck it. Yeah. But anyway, so yeah, the top four teams won. Actually, I didn't even notice this in the KSL news until now. But yeah, the top four teams won. The last time it happened was in 2010. It did happen in 2002, but there was only five teams.
That's by default. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyways, so Kevin fails to win in the first round. When was the last time he won the first round, Aaron?
Oh, that was 2002.
Hey, Brian.
2002.
Have you actually won a playoff, you know, the first week in the playoffs? Have you ever won one?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're doing better than Kevin right now.
I am. Well, I did it in 2002. That's obvious, but I've won it before.
It was 2008. He won in the first round, which was like a, whoa, no way. Brian actually won.
Didn't he have the first round? Didn't he have a first round bye?
No, he didn't. Kevin had a first round bye in 2009, which is why he was able to, you know, able to say like, yeah, you know, he did make it a little bit further then, only because he had a first round bye.
But yeah, so Brian, we need to talk about you missing the playoffs for the fourth straight year.
Yeah, what's there to talk about?
It happens.
I enjoy being on the outside looking in.
All right. So if you have a choice, where are you going to draft? Are you going to draft 10th a ninth, or are you going to go a little bit higher this time?
I don't think I'm going to do 10th just because it's not been working out for me, but either like closer to the bottom, 8th or 9th or something like that, or maybe 3rd, 2nd, 3rd or 4th.
Okay. All right. So, Aaron, what about Doug missing? This is 3rd straight. Is he just gearing up for next year?
Yeah, he is. I mean, he has like 5 picks in 2 rounds, and they're like within like 20 picks of each other, so... So
he'll probably get Roy Helu.
Yeah.
Owens. Chad Johnson.
Jerry Rice.
If he's available.
Steve Young.
Doug is going to do well next year. Doug is probably going to go 11-2. I'm going to throw that out there. I mean, he will do well because he'll have pretty good players. The only thing that really would be of concern for him is he'll have the players, he'll have the backups. Will he play the right players every week? That's something I've struggled with. I'm not tooting my own horn here, but I have a pretty good roster. And last week, I didn't play the right players, but luckily I was able, you know, being the number one seed, I played the number 8 seed, and they didn't do that as well as they could have. And so I was able to combat that. This week, I play a pretty good team. And so if I don't play the right players, my optimal lineup, I'll probably beat Dave. But if I don't play the right players, that's the problem that Doug could have next year. Will Doug miss the playoffs? No, there's no chance. Doug's going to do very well. He'll win his division. But it'll be interesting to see. It will be interesting to see.
Very interesting. What's also interesting is that if you need a web host, check out HostGator. Oh, God.
I did actually want to pose a question to Brian right now because I had posted on the board. I don't know if anyone is still reading
Section 86,
it necessarily.
86.
I had said that it's interesting right now because everyone is playing for something. 4 teams are playing for the cup. 4 teams are playing for a high name in the lottery. Brian, right now, you're playing to choose where you pick. What do you think, though? Should we do something else for like the 5-8 bracket? You know, should we have like a miniature trophy for like, oh, you know, you did okay. You know, like you lost, but you won eventually. You're just not nowhere near as good as four other people.
You went 2-1 in the playoffs. Too bad you lost the first round.
Typical me.
What do you think, Brian?
You know, no. Although I think there needs to be figured, you know, they need to be able to play for something like the draft, because a lot of times teams, people just quit.
Well, they are playing for lottery picks. So if you finish fifth, you get your name put in the lottery the most. And sixth is second, seventh, eighth, then 3-4. So as opposed to in previous years where eighth got the most and then it just went in reverse order. So if you were third and fourth and you're playing, there's no need to keep playing. I mean, you would just be like, look, I'm going to bench my guys so I can get a better draft pick. The way we're doing it this time, though, is if you finish better, you get your name put in there more. That doesn't mean anything. I mean, you could finish third and have your name put in the, you know, have your name put in there once or twice and, you know, still get it pulled out. It's a lottery, just like we've done in the past. But do you think, though, that we should play for something else other than having your name in the lottery? Or,
better luck next year.
Okay.
Let's say that you have to go to a Mexican brothel filled with dudes and you're tied up the entire time, just like in Eurotrip. And then you have to wear a shirt that says, I suck at fantasy football. And we take a picture, they take a picture because we're going to be outside laughing the entire time.
I'll wear that shirt next year because I'm pretty sure I'll be here at home.
Well, we know that Doug or Oberg will be wearing a shirt that says, I suck at fantasy football.
But which one?
I don't know. Oberg has beat Doug now 3 straight times.
And you know what that means? He won't do it 4 times, dude. He won't.
No, I think Oberg's going to beat Doug. Doug's team sucks. Oberg's team is actually coming around.
Not in the playoffs, though.
In the wrong playoffs, you mean?
Yeah.
So, anyways, let's move on to survival and pick 'em news. Of course, survival, Josephus. He won it, but Dave Nanigay in the Pick'ems is just tearing it right now. He's 7 over Brian, Andy, and Doug. What's going on with Nanigay, dude? He is picking them like perfect, almost. What do you think, Aaron?
I don't know. I mean, I'm amazed. I am amazed at how well he's doing Pick'ems this year. Amazed. I was in the lead at one point in time. Now I'm like -9 to him or -11, something like that. I mean, it's bad. I cannot believe how well he is doing. I just hope that, you know, Brian catches him or, you know, you do, Andy, something like that.
Maybe I can, hang out with him and make him so he can't do his picks yet. And then when he finally realizes it, I'm like, oh, you were hanging out with me? Too bad.
Yeah.
Give him some shit about it.
What do you think, Brian?
It's easy when you just pick the on the left side column all the way down.
Is that what he's been doing?
I don't know.
No, he's actually picked some upsets that he was right on. I'll give him credit on that.
But I don't know. I'm trying to get to pick a couple here and there that everybody else will pick the other team, and I just can't catch up.
Nah.
And I want to make a correction. I'm 7 behind. I don't know where you other two are. I'm 7 behind.
Okay, got to get technical on us.
So sorry.
I think I'm 8 behind or something like that.
And you know what? I wrote the doc a while ago, so.
Yes, you did. So, Brian, is there anything that you want to add to this show?
I'll see you in the playoffs next year.
Aaron, you want to add anything?
You know, fantasy football is a lot better when you're winning.
It goes too quick, though. There needs to be another football season.
Yeah, USFL is going to get going in 2014, dude. We're going to have a spring league and a fall league.
Well, but I will say this. I think we have to have 2 different trophies then.
Oh, yeah, we'd have to.
And you have the 2014 USFL ASL.
Yeah, the trophy will have on the top 2 midgets fucking. I don't know why, but that's how it is. That's like my greatest fear right now is that we're going to have a trophy like that. It's going to be like Sleepy doing Grumpy or something like that.
So we could do KSL and we could do, I don't know, ISL, like Illinois Sports League. I don't know. What would you want to change it, the name? Or
oh, yeah. Yeah, we'd have to have it like, you know, Kiwani Sports League is the big one, and then we have to have one like underneath it. So we can call it the Nipo Sports League, but no one will know what that means. So we can call it something else, like, I don't know.
Well, I guess we could come up with a different name. I mean, KSL is actually, I like the, you know, the initials, they
yeah.
flow.
Yeah. KSL.
Yeah, we'd have to have something else. I mean, I don't know, UFL or something. It's what, the USFL, right?
Yeah, USFL, United States Football League.
Yeah, so...
Come on, FTL.
For the loss?
Fuck this league.
we could do the KISL, you know? Kiwani Illinois Sports League.
Shit. No, that just sounds lame. I don't know. That's something we can discuss. I don't know.
I agree with Brian, though. I mean, it does... It's like... The weeks... Like, when it's going on, it seems forever. Like, I cannot wait for this Sunday. I've been like... Just I cannot wait for it, but man, like, you know, after it's done, it's like, ugh, now what?
It's like, what am I supposed to? How am I supposed to ignore my wife?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, look, I have other things I would like to
hold
do.
Hold on a minute, I got to decide who I'm going to play in my kicker position since Robbie Gould's on the IR now.
He is.
That's.
I think you should go pick up the guy that they picked up.
I was actually going to do it anyways, but he sucks. He's probably going to go up there and shank the first four kicks. And the Bears are going to lose by 11. Fucking Packers. Anyway, so that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you have any questions about the Kiwani Sports League, you can contact us from our Twitter account, which is what, Aaron?
I'm sorry. I stopped listening to you, Andy.
It's at Kiwani Sports. That's the Twitter account for the league. And for the Bears, Brian Chatit. The Amazings, Mr. AP, at AP Hughes, Mr. Aaron Hughes. I am the commish at A Hughes 86. Haven't won a championship in this league.
Oh, you and Kevin both.
Yeah. So I will see you, and we will all see you on the gridiron. All right.
Andy, how does it feel to not have a championship?
It sucks. They tease me, and the worst stuff they say is behind my back.
Yeah. So